Hoping all your trails are happy. Happy New Year, everyone. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where Update at 9 is next. It is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles in spring green, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. I'll be back your way again bright and early tomorrow morning here on the radio. It's 26 degrees in Richland Center.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's a frightening start to the new year for some people in Japan.
Scientists in Japan say more than a dozen earthquakes have struck off the west coast. Japan issued tsunami alerts and ordered evacuations in Ishikawa. Some people became trapped under rubble. The Japan Meteorological Agency says one tremor had a preliminary magnitude of 7.6. I'm Donna Warder.
Japan has dropped its highest level tsunami alert, but told residents of coastal areas not to return to their homes, as deadly waves could still come. For many around the world, though, it was a night to welcome in the new year. In New York, thousands cheered as the crystal ball dropped. Elsewhere,
New Zealand and Australia were among the first in the world to ring in 2024 with revelers cheering spectacular fireworks displays. About 2 million people gathered at Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana Beach to watch fireworks. Tourist Dominique Simpson says she's having a great time.
There's no better way to spend it than on the beach here. Like, this is just an incredible experience.
There were similar snapshots of joy from country to country as the new year was welcomed with optimism that its days will bring more joy than sorrow. I'm Julie Walker.
Beginning today in California, you cannot carry concealed guns in many places, including parks and playgrounds, churches, banks, and zoos. The new law is taking effect today, even as a court case continues to challenge it. Workers in 22 states are getting minimum wage increases in the new year. The minimum wage in New York City is now $16, up from $15. This is not expected to be a big travel day, but if you are traveling, gas is down to $3.11 a gallon. This is AP News. What about appropriate goals for the new year? We've got expert advice. We ask social psychologist Omid Fotui to give us some advice for sticking to those resolutions.
As you think about goals, it's important to anchor them based on who you are and where you are now, so that you set appropriate goals. And again, remembering that goals are only there to serve a function, to get you started. And if they don't do that, then maybe that's not the appropriate goal for you.
Okay, but what about all those resolutions we already made, maybe years ago? He says people hang on to resolutions for way too long. He's got some examples.
For instance, they might have had a particular weight that they had when they were in high school, and they've hung on to that desired same weight for decades, but it's no longer relevant to who they are.
Social psychologist Omid Fotui. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Happy New Year, and our January hours will be 10 to 5, Wednesday through Friday, and Saturday, 10 to 3. Darn it, it's a garnet for all you January birthdays. Save 20% on your new piece of garnet jewelry from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food. For today, a high of 33 with some sunshine at times. Tonight, partly cloudy and a bit breezy, a low of 22. Tuesday, cloudy, breezy, and warmer, a high of 37. Wednesday, 32 with breaks of sunshine. Thursday, 31 with plenty of sun. And Friday, partly cloudy and 33. At the WRCO studios, our daytime high yesterday was 32. We were at 31 at midnight, down to 25 briefly for a low. Right now with west winds at 5, it is 26 degrees.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred-back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just in time for the holidays, the Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
The Year in Review from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. A recap of the top stories from 2023, courtesy of WRCO News Director Joanne Krulatz. Thank you for joining us for the Year in Review.
With a look at 2023 from the WRCO Newsroom, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A new year would bring changes for the Richland Center City Council. The council would begin meeting an hour earlier at 6:30. Also beginning in February, the council would begin to meet only once a month. Meetings from February on of the Richland Center City Council would be held on the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30. The 7-member Richland County Referendum Ad Hoc Committee decided against recommending a referendum question to be included on the April ballot regarding an increase to Richland County's property tax levy. Instead, the committee recommended 3 main actions for the county board to take to protect current service levels in the areas of the Sheriff's Department, Register and Probate, Simons Recreation Center, Family Court, Treatment Court, Emergency Management, Mental Health Therapy, Coroner, UW Extension, the Veterans Affairs Department, and Nutrition Program, by shifting specified operating expenses in the Highway, Health and Human Services, and Administration Departments to the short-term borrowing levy, adoption of the 5-year financial plan as an official planning document of Richland County with a shared common goal of financial accountability. The 5-year financial plan should be more widely utilized by county officials and staff as a tool to balance priorities, monitor commitments, increase revenues, decrease expenses, and plan for changes to the property tax levy, and to shift the development of a referendum question to the Public Safety Standing Committee to address the longstanding issue of the 911 dispatch center being within the confines of the jail, with correctional officers required to operate the dispatch center while at the same time overseeing the jail population. A standing room only crowd filled the council chambers at the Richland Center Municipal Building. Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz held a listening session to hear from constituents. Many of the listening session were there to discuss the closing of the UW Richland campus. Each constituent who registered to speak was given a 3-minute time frame in which to express their concerns. Around 30 people spoke on a number of issues. Some pointed out facts about the campus. Sean Murphy Lopez spoke on behalf of the Friends of the Campus. His message was twofold. The community needs this campus, and the constituents of the community want the elected officials to represent them in Madison. Craig Woodhouse stated how he witnessed his colleagues and the Richland campus suffer under the leadership of UW-Platteville. He stated that the plan to close the Richland campus was strategic and intentional. Former Senator Dale Schultz asked where and when was their consultation with local stakeholders regarding the UW-Richland campus closure. He also asked why there wasn't a specific community public forum where citizens' views and ideas could be discussed. A number of additional concerns were also expressed at the listening session. They included the nearly $7 billion state surplus, shared revenue, economic development, opposition of a flat tax, more money for education, road maintenance, broadband, gerrymandering, renewable energy, the sale of assault rifles, and the monstrous paperwork faced by town clerks. In February, Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones announced the hiring of Officer Nathan Coleman. Nathan is the son of Tom and Brenda Coleman of Richland Center. He graduated from Richland Center High School in 2018 and from the 720-hour Law Enforcement Academy at Southwest Technical College in Fenimore. It was another successful year for the Rotary Lights in the Park. The 11th annual display welcomed over 11,000 visitors. Entrance to the light display is free each year, but donations are accepted for the Richland Community Food Pantry. Each night, volunteers work to oversee the display. The groups working are able to have $50 donations to a local nonprofit of their choice. Recipients included DAV Transportation, Grace, Kinship of Richland County, Knights of Columbus, Lydia's Place, PAC 81 Cub Scouts, Passages, Pine River Clovers, 4-H, Richland Center Intermediate School, PATT, the Richland Center Police Department Canine Fund, Richland Center Primary School PTO, the Richland Center Fire Department, Richland County 4-H Junior Leaders, the Richland Community Food Pantry, Sabin Live Wires, 4-H Club, St. John's Youth, the Mission Church, and Richland County United Givers. The Ithaca School District was contacted by a staff member that there may have been a threat against the building. In an abundance of caution, the school canceled classes and did not allow students to enter the building as they were being dropped off. If a student was picked up by bus, the school held them in a safe location until contact with family was made. Law enforcement investigated the alleged threats to the Ithaca School District and determined that there was no credible threat to the district or its students. The Richland Center City Council previously filed a request to withdraw from its partnership with the county to share responsibility for the Economic Development Director and to take the position on full time. The City Council, in its 90-day window to decide if it should officially withdraw, was requested by staff of the city to continue to move forward with the request to withdraw. Several county board supervisors shared that the Richland Economic Development, or RED Board, had been an asset to the progress of economic development for both the city and the county. County Board Supervisor Bob Frank felt that there should be more meetings between all three entities. Mike Brenninger, chair of the RED Board, would also like to meet to have a collaborative effort. Mayor Todd Coppernall stated he is not in favor of dissolving the RED Board, and there is no way to separate the city from the county. Carson Culver moved to appoint three people to discuss the future of economic development with representatives of the County Board of Supervisors and the RED Board. The motion passed unanimously. Amber Lundgren, 39, of Richland Center, appeared in Sauk County Circuit Court for a sentencing hearing after being found guilty of the murder of Christopher Little in 2019. On the charge of first-degree intentional homicide, Lundgren was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole or extended supervision. She received 906 days credit. On the misdemeanor charge of carrying a concealed weapon, Lundgren was sentenced to 9 months in the Sauk County Jail. The sentences are to be served concurrently. Amber Lundgren is also serving time in the Tichita Correctional Facility after previously being sentenced to 6 years, three in prison, and three extended supervision on charges of felony bail jumping related to this case. In March, Grant County Sheriff Nate Dreckman reported the body of a missing person, Ronald Henry, had been found. The Grant County Sheriff's Office received a call from a property owner in Ellenboro Township that a body had been discovered in the woods near their property. A 14-year-old male had been walking in the woods looking for deer antlers and found a body in a ravine. Grant County detectives were sent to the location, processed the scene, and determined the body was that of Ronald Henry, who had gone missing December 5th. The Richland Center and Ithaca High School Youth for Change programs hosted a breakfast to update their strategies to invited community members. Both groups were focusing on tobacco-free parks and the state's social host law. Due to the changes the students wished to make to the community, students invited legislators and leaders of the community. Among those in attendance was State Senator Howard Markline, who felt the students did a good job of expressing their concerns for the community in which they live. The River Valley School District created a 5-year strategic plan in 2017-18 and was identifying issues and strategies to build the 2023-28 strategic plan. Lauren Glassbrenner is the district administrator.
By definition, a strategic plan is something that a school district can use to help organize our district's short-term or kind of mid-range goals. If we want to take a look at student engagement, for example, and make sure that our kids are engaged in after-school activities or before-school activities, we want to really focus in on some actions to make that possible. So it goes from engagement to something more specific like engaging activities, to after-school activities, to an evaluation of those after-school activities, and then really looking at any barriers that might be in the way.
To help identify those issues and strategies, residents were invited to share their thoughts, hopes, or concerns on the future of River Valley's facilities.
We're really taking a look at that engagement of our community in this long-range facility planning effort and trying to make sure that we're thinking ahead.
Employees from FEH Architects and Design Firm were on hand to discuss ideas and concerns that relate to a master plan for district facilities. The district's goal is to provide a process that is collaborative and community-based in assessing the future facility needs of the district. A house fire claimed the life of one of its residents. The Richland County Dispatch received a 911 call of a house fire on Tuckaway Valley Road in Richland Center from a neighbor around 1140. The responding deputies in the Richland Center Fire Department arrived to find the structure to be fully engulfed and down to the ground. A male party was found standing near the shed next to the house. He stated that he was able to escape through a main floor window, but believed his wife was still inside the house. Due to the house being fully engulfed in flames and collapsed, emergency personnel were unable to attempt rescue. The male party was transported to the Richland Hospital by Richland EMS for treatment of his injuries, while the fire department continued to battle the blaze. Deputy spoke with the male party at the hospital after he was medically examined. He stated that it was roughly 10:45 when he noticed the fire and escaped out of the house. The male party stated he was unable to contact anyone at the time he escaped the house. The Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation was contacted for a fire marshal to investigate the scene and assist in the search for the female party. Emergency personnel were eventually able to conduct a search of the home and located her body. 6 fire units responded to the fire call and 28 firefighters responded. Firefighters were on the scene for 12 hours. Sharon Pansky, coach, athletic trainer, and friend to many, died after a courageous battle with cancer. Sharon moved to Richland Center in 2004 to work as an athletic trainer in the Richland Hospital Therapy Department, a position she held until retiring in 2022. In 2022, she was inducted into the Richland Center High School Hall of Fame as a contributor. Most recently, she was the recipient of the Donna Newberry Perseverance Award from the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association during their national convention in San Antonio, Texas. Sharon was an active member of the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association for more than 30 years and served on NCAA championships committees at regional and national levels. She also gave of herself, donating time and fundraising efforts to GRACE and 13 years volunteering for the Ovarian Cancer Community Outreach Connie Rutledge Legacy Fund. She also established a scholarship for graduates of Richland Center High School. A plan to save UW-Richland was shared with the community. A revitalized UW-Richland plan framework was presented at the campus by board supervisors Sean Murphy-Lopez and Linda Gentis. The goal of the plan was for UW-Richland to serve as a pilot model for turning around declining enrollment at the other 12 UW colleges. The plan suggested a minimum of 3 in-person degree programs to offer dual enrollment for high school students, offer a menu of UW online degree programming with on-site staff and community atmosphere, offer a reduced tuition rate for all 4 years to offer continuing education and an intern placement program, and to return the international program. It was suggested that funding for the plan could possibly be found by a number of ways: by the county applying for a USDA Rural Development Community Facilities grant, the UW system applying for USDA Rural Development Distance Learning Grant, from Richland County, from Richland County Campus Foundation, and a community and alumni fundraising campaign. One thing that came out of the meeting by the standing room only crowd and the over 20 on Zoom was the consensus that no matter what happens with the future of UW-Richland campus, the result will set precedent for the remaining 2-year UW campuses.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Economic development was the focus of meetings in April in Richland Center. following the submission of a notice of intent to withdraw from an economic development agreement with the county and Richland Economic Development Board by the Richland Center City Council. Richland Center City Administrator Ashley Oliphant reported that after a 90-day period from the date a notice of intent to withdraw was submitted, the city could choose to submit a final notice of withdrawal. If submitted, the structural document establishing the red board would no longer be in effect, and the economic development director may assume full city employment. If the city takes no action, the current agreement and structure are sustained. She added that regardless of the city's previous action with the planned reduction in the county's 2024 financial contribution for economic development, the structural document would require revision or replacement prior to 2024. Upon submitting a final notice of withdrawal to Richland County, the structural document establishing the position of Economic Development Director is no longer in effect. At the Richland Center City Council meeting, members approved a motion to adopt a resolution authorizing the issuance of the notice to withdraw from the Economic Development Structural Agreement to Richland County. The city will continue to support and promote economic development within Richland County following the submission of the notice of withdrawal. The employer of record for the economic development position would be transitioned from Richland County to Richland Center. A motion to approve transitioning the employer of record for the economic development director from Richland County to the City of Richland Center, waiving a formal hiring process for the transition of the position and implementing the transition plan was unanimously approved. The Ithaca School Board approved adding 10 minutes to the school day for the remainder of the school year to make up missed time due to snow emergencies. This means the entire schedule is pushed back 10 minutes daily. This will add one full day needed to the district, being short 5 hours per the Department of Public Instruction requirement. Students would be released at 3:30 daily. Two new members would be seated on the Richland School District Board of Education in the race for the Richland School Board Area 4 at-large seats, where the top two vote-getters would be seated. Sheila Troxell and Robin Dickman were elected. They defeated incumbent Lacey Sobronick and Lee Van Landite. Scott Bailing maintained his appointed position on the city's Area 3 seat as he was unchallenged. The Boscobel School District's referendum asking for $21.5 million for the purpose of a school building and facility improvement project consisting of renovations and construction of additions and a gymnasium at the middle school high school passed 871 to 787 votes. The Riverdale FFA held an open house to show off its new agricultural center. Once just an idea, FFA advisor Callie Coe said it came to fruition rather quickly.
We talked about like what we can do to make that school farm more usable, and we talked about just putting a building out there. We were going to put out like a small pavilion, you know, something like what you'd see at a park. And then we ended up getting a really great donation through Meisters, but in memory of Jack Meister. And they brought forth some money that really made this, I mean, into something more than we could have ever thought of.
Jessica Kukinich, a senior Riverdale FFA member, says the building will offer more opportunities and experiences for students.
Maybe with animals, other machinery we maybe can't bring into the school, more FFA events can be held there, like meetings. We do a Food for America at another farm, but maybe we can bring it out there more. When we bring elementary or high school students, there's a place to use the restroom, wash your hands, and then, of course, like historical like artifacts in there. A little bit more about like agriculture and to see how it has been through the years. And it's a very good opportunity for everyone to learn like hands-on out there.
The Jack Meister Agricultural Center is located at 18491 Old County P in Muscadet. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones reported that the Richland Center Police Department, with the assistance of the Richland County Partners for Prevention, participated in the Drug Enforcement Administration's National Drug Take Back Day. 188.6 pounds of medications were collected during the four-hour event, which included medications that have been collected from the drop boxes located at Center Pharmacy and Richland Center City Hall. An additional 42.2 pounds of medication was collected and turned over to the Richland Center Police Department from the drop box located at the Richland County Sheriff's Department. In total, the greater Richland area was able to collect and submit it 230.8 pounds of unused medications for destruction. In May, Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones explained the need for a community resource officer for the Richland School District at the Richland Center City Council meeting. Chief Jones and District Administrator Steve Board had several meetings and discussions about the benefits of bringing a community resource officer into the schools. Both parties believe this position will build bridges between the students and the police. The CRO will provide a direct link between the district and police department. The CRO would be used in schools during the school year and then be brought back to the department during the off-school season. The Richland County Finance and Personnel Committee took action to move forward with a tax-exempt bonding requisition rather than taxable for the radio tower project. Taxable bonding allows the county to collect an unlimited amount of revenues from the rental of towers to other entities. For the second year in a row, Ithaca High School Forensics earned the Distinction in Speech Award, as announced by the State Wisconsin Interscholastic Speech and Dramatic Arts Association office. This award is to recognize teams that have performed in the top 6 to 10% of medal-winning teams. Of this year's top schools and gold medallion winner districts, none are as small as Ithaca. State results for the Ithaca team included 11 gold Critics' Choice medals for a perfect score of 25, 7 silver All-State medals with scores of 24, and 4 bronze finalist medals for scores of 22 and 21. An elite number of students earned the contest top score and honor of Critics' Choice for receiving a gold medal multiple times during their high school career. Ithaca's Alana Nelson was awarded the gold medallion for her cumulative gold medals in her high school career. The Ithaca Forensics team was coached by Julie Thompson, Shay Schmidt, and Emily Zarea, as well as volunteer Louise Murphy. Students from 13 high schools across the state would compete in the Wisconsin Civics Games state finals in Madison. 15 teams, each comprising up to 4 students, would face off in head-to-head matchups, answering questions about the state budget, local elections, legislative team limits, quorums, freedom of the press, and other civics-related issues. Each member of the winning team would receive a $2,000 scholarship to a Wisconsin college or university. Schools represented at the state finals included Mineral Point High School, Platteville High School, and Richland Center High School. The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation awarded educators in the Riverdale School District with funds for materials and programs to enhance learning. Greg Kinney is the president of the foundation.
It's our way of giving back presents to the people that work here at Riverdale.
The awards ceremony gave back to 26 different winners in the Riverdale School District.
We handed out awards that are going to total $16,550, our largest amount ever, but such a wide variety of things that we are able to help teachers with and students.
The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation gave $12,606 to 23 different award winners in the regular category and $3,994 to 3 winners in the Stanek Havlik Award category for a total of $16,550. A founder organizer of GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, Jan Newman, died after living a life of giving to others. Jan was known as a people person because of her many associations with and working with citizens of the community and several organizations. Because of her work with people for many years, Jan was a recipient of the Making a Difference Civic Leadership Award and a Certificate of Appreciation for 15 years of dedication and support of the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination and the Walk with Grace. The Richland Center High School received a Distinction in Speech Award from the Wisconsin Interscholastic Speech and Dramatic Arts Association, an honor awarded to the top 6 to 10% of schools competing in the state forensics competition. The Richland School District also hosted the regional forensics competition, with over a dozen schools competing at RCHS. The team was led by advisor Sonia Clarkson, with assistant advisors Amanda Allen and Todd Ostrander. After doing surveys of staff, families, and administrators, the Richland School District has identified a need for an alternative charter school to be started to support the learning of students who may not thrive in the regular school setting. The Richland School District Board of Education unanimously approved a partner charter school contract. Carol Wirth from Wisconsin Public Finances had good news for the Richland County Board of Supervisors. Following 6.5 years of a falling bond rating from an A1 to an A3, the county was upgraded to an A1 again. This was good news as the county was considering awarding the sale of $8.1 million in general obligation capital improvement bonds for the radio tower project. It was an extremely dry year. In early June, 2/3 of Wisconsin was considered abnormally dry, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Hot, dry weather had persisted for over a week in Wisconsin, and the forecast called for continued hot and dry weather to continue, which could lead to worsening drought conditions. In Wisconsin, topsoil moisture was very short on 45% of land, stressing pastures, crops, and lawns. Some cities in the state had limited outdoor watering due to high water usage for those activities, as water levels dropped in streams and ponds in some places. Here in Richland Center, we only received 84 hundredths of an inch of rain in May, a big drop from 2.37 inches in May of 2022. With the lack of rain around the area, there was an elevated fire danger over central and southwestern Wisconsin. Those with any outdoor burning plans were warned to exercise caution and heed any local burn bans. It was reported in June 2023 that Wisconsin's tourism industry saw a record-breaking year in 2022. According to 2022's economic impact data, the tourism industry generated $23.7 billion in total economic impact, surpassing the previous record year of $22.2 billion set in 2019. For Richland County, 2022 tourism-related spending increased from $22.2 million to a new all-time annual record of $25.4 million. Richland County outpaced 42 other counties in percentage growth of tourism-related spending. 2022 tourism-related spending grew 14.5% over 2021. The total economic impact of tourism-related spending in 2022 for Richland County grew 12.2%. That means when the state calculates the effect of the additional dollars spent, employees hired, and the overall impact of those additional dollars spent, the county tourism economy grew by 12.2%. State and local tax revenues increased by 7.2% due to the increased tourism spending activity. This translates directly to increased sales tax revenue for Richland County. River Valley High School's production of Mamma Mia was awarded the Outstanding Musical Award through the Jerry Awards Program. The Jerry Awards is a high school musical awards program that encourages, recognizes, and honors excellence in high school musical theater. Leah Dibert, the production stage manager, also earned the Spirit Award through the Jerry Awards Program. The weather may have been cold and damp, but it didn't dampen the spirit of the Richland County Dairy Breakfast. Annette Lewis is an organizer of the breakfast.
A lot of people showed up. We had 4,125 people there, and it was so cool watching them walk through the barns. They could walk through the feed alleys and pet the brown Swiss. And then they also went through the calf barn, and they got to watch the arm roosters milk the cows.
It takes a lot of food to feed that many people.
We were able to serve 125 pounds of sliced cheese. We had to go back and get some. We had purchased some, and then a lot of donations of that cheese, and also Meister Cheese in Muscadet had donated 45 pounds of their specialty cheeses. We served also 125 pounds of cheese curds, and a lot of applesauce. Pancake batter just kept going and going with the gallons of milk, and the ice cream. We had ran out of ice cream by the end of the day.
Annette Lewis adds that the breakfast would not be possible without the support of the community and the many volunteers who help serve. For more information about the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, check out the Facebook page. Authorities in Sauk County were searching for a missing teen. 13-year-old James Yoblonsky, the Sauk County Sheriff's Department, was contacted by Yoblonsky's father, stating James had taken a family vehicle. The vehicle was located in a ping of James's cellular phone conducted by Sheriff's Office with assistance from the Division of Criminal Investigation, led the location being searched by law enforcement near U.S. Highway 12 in Sauk Hill, near the westernmost portion of Devil's Lake State Park. Deputies located a makeshift campsite where property belonging to James was located. James Yoblonsky is still missing.
The holidays mean that maple syrup season is right around the corner. Erica and Scott Walter from Driftless Gold are pleased to announce they now have a retail store open and offering a full line of quality CDL maple supplies and equipment. Whether you're a hobbyist, commercial producer, or just thinking about tapping a few trees this year, they have what you need. Call Scott at 606-5049 or feel free to stop by their retail store at 16885 County Highway U. That's between Viola and Reedstown. Store hours are Wednesdays noon to 5, Thursdays and Fridays 8 to 5. The folks at Driftless Gold wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and will help you make this spring just a little bit sweeter by bringing your maple syrup dreams to life.
Save extra now during the After Christmas half-price sale at Mr. G's in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price. Special orders and layaways not included. The half-price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. Hurry in. Sale ends Monday, New Year's Day at 2 p.m.
For all your shoe and clothing needs, choose Mr. G's.
It was a bittersweet, heavy-on-the-sweet afternoon as students, staff, supporters, and the community enjoyed root beer floats at a final gathering of events at UW-Platteville-Richland in July. Lisa Bailing, who served as the academic advisor and coach at the campus, put the program together.
We decided that we're going to float on out of the campus. I can plan a program. One last moment here at the campus. Oh my gosh, I planned for like 100. I expected 5. And I'm more than happy. Just the joy and people and the smiles coming in. Just listening to people talking to each other and enjoying this last suite from the campus.
Many shared their stories and memories they have of being on campus. But Bailing shared what was most positive of the campus.
Our students are positive. It's what we do. It's what we've done for so many years. Even people before me, who've done it for so many years, these students are our greatest accomplishment for this campus.
What made the Richland campus unique ultimately led to its demise, the small class sizes and the ability to know everyone.
From the time that I talked to them in their high school when I was out recruiting to the time that they came to the campus and then moving on, I got the utter joy to help our students that have been displaced this year, and I was able to get them on that next step of their journey. So every single one of our 42 students, I can tell you exactly where they're going because I was able to help them.
Classes are no more at the UW-Richland campus, but many, not only from the Richland Center area, but all over the U.S. and around the world, carry their memories with them of being a roadrunner and alum of UW-Richland. New Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch would begin her position July 10th. To keep consistency during the budget process, the Richland County Finance and Personnel Committee approved a professional services agreement with John Hockamer through October 24th at a cost of $11,000 a month. A wildfire broke out at Devil's Lake State Park. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources told WKOW-TV in Madison the evening fire started between the park's north shore and south shore. The blaze caused the park to close down hiking trails on its east bluff. Crews estimated the fire burned a quarter acre to a full acre of park property. The park remained open during the fire. Richland School District business official John Bosworth presented the proposed 2023-24 budget to the Board of Education. The budget showed a total revenue of $21,807,051 and total expenses of $24,703,854 for a deficit of $2,896,803. The budget was based on a decrease of 3 ESSER-funded positions, leaving 5.5 for the 2023-24 school year. The addition of a full-time partner school teacher, an employee wage increase, which includes proposed changes in co-curricular advisor positions from the Personnel, Negotiations, and Budget Development Committee, as well as additions and reductions in full-time equivalent staff changes, such as the partner school addition. The dental insurance did not have a premium cost increase, but the plan design was changed to self-funded, and the projected deficit was planned with the hope that the state budget would follow through on the current proposal of adding additional funding to public schools, which should lead the district with a balanced budget. The Richland Center City Council filled the vacant seat in District 1 following the resignation of Sue Fruit. The council approved Connie Hoppenjohn to fill the term, which will expire in April. A longtime choir director announced her retirement after a 50-year career as a music teacher in the Richland School District. Pam Kintz touched the lives of many through her work with music. Pam Kintz says her career at Richland Center almost didn't happen.
Richland Center didn't give me a no. They didn't have any jobs. Well, so I went back in there June 6th, and I talked to Dr. Larson. I said, are you sure you don't have any music openings here? Well, we're just starting the new middle school. We're probably going to need a music teacher down there. Why don't you go down and talk to Dave Siefkas? He's 2 floors down, because they were in the old Kennedy building. I said, okay. So I went down and talked to Dave Siefkas and talked to him for 45 minutes. He hired me on the spot.
Her career with the district started as the middle school director before doing both middle and high school. In August, the FBI joined the search efforts for a missing teenager in Sauk County. 13-year-old James Yablonski left his family's home in June. The van he took, along with his cell phone, were found near Devil's Lake State Park. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office said that Yablonski had been searching for ways to travel out of state before going missing, according to evidence on several electronic devices owned by the Yablonski family and a device that was issued to James by the Baraboo School District. There were also several internet searches located of physical locations inside the state of Wisconsin. Investigators have followed up with each of these browser searches, including physical searches of several areas. These follow-ups have not produced any evidence that James was ever physically present at these locations after his disappearance. The threat of rain and eventual storm didn't dampen the spirits of those in attendance at the 20th annual Walk with Grace at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Many attended to celebrate and honor those who have and are battling cancer and to remember those who are no longer with us but are not forgotten. All past ambassadors over the past 19 years were honored at this special celebration. While adjustments were made to the schedule to fit everything in before the storm, it was a record-setting year. By the time things wrapped at the walk, it was announced that the year's preliminary total raised was $340,806.72. The evening also included the drawing for the winner of the UTV and trailer, valued at $25,000. The winner was Cody Smith of Mauston. The first two names in the annual calendar raffle drawing, with each receiving $1,000, was also held. The two winners were Ellen Keller Evans of McFarland on ticket number 497 and Janice Baronic of Richland Center on ticket number 1075. Two women were found dead in Richland County. The Richland County Sheriff's Office located a vehicle that was included in an attempt to locate for a check welfare request out of the city of Madison. Two Madison women were reported missing by a family member after they failed to return home after a hike at Devil's Lake State Park. A phone ping was conducted and allowed a deputy with Richland County to locate the vehicle in the Smith and Cruzenslough DNR land just off of U.S. Highway 14 near Lone Rock. The deputy located two females dead inside the vehicle due to an apparent murder-suicide. A 25-year-old woman was found with a gunshot wound, and a 60-year-old woman was found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved a request by the Health and Human Services Department to create the position of Public Health Specialist. This position will allow the unit to function efficiently and complete state-mandated duties. The creation of this position will not result in the elimination of either of the public health nurse positions. At any given time, the unit will have a maximum of 3 employees, including the health office manager. The other 2 employees will be nurses, public health specialists, or a combination of the two. The Boaz Microgrid, a first-of-its-kind pilot project in Wisconsin that functions as a small-scale power grid with islanding capability, was completed. This ability to disconnect from the traditional grid and deliver power from a battery storage system will help keep the community of Boaz operating independently in the event of an outage. In September, Richland and surrounding counties remained in extreme drought conditions. All of southern Wisconsin was in a high fire danger. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources was asking the public to stay vigilant and avoid all outdoor burning over the Labor Day weekend due to elevated fire danger across southern and central Wisconsin. This included campfires. Outdoor enthusiasts were also asked to be extra careful with off-road vehicles or equipment that could create a spark and start a fire. The Milk into Cheese program held its annual fundraising campaign. Ed Chitwood is the organizer of Milk into Cheese.
It really went pretty good. Our goal is always 20,000 pounds of milk, and this year we got 13,000 pounds of milk, which will make about 1,300 pounds of cheese. And with taking about 400 pounds a month, that'll give us about 3 months worth of cheese for the pantries.
This was the big push, but donations are accepted year-round. Tax-deductible monetary donations can be made by mailing a check payable to Milk into Cheese, care of Ed Chitwood, 16025 Eddie's Lane, Blue River, 53518. Funds raised support 5 different food pantries. The Richland County Board of Supervisors seated Mary Miller of Bloom City to serve as the District 2 Supervisor to fulfill the term of Sean Murphy Lopez following his resignation. The Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Board recently met to take care of some annual business. It followed a record year, raising $375,047.66. Board members, Walk with Grace committee volunteers, and the community worked hard to make the 20th annual Walk with Grace special. At its board meeting in September, there was a change in leadership for Grace. Longtime president Rob Renish announced that he will be stepping down. New board member Eileen Stevens stepped forward to lead Grace into its 21st year. Although she hasn't been very active with Grace in the past, she knows the history, importance, and need of Grace to the community. A former WRCO broadcaster died. Charles Albin Chuck Mercury started his career in broadcasting here at WRCO. In 1968, he and his wife Barbara moved their growing family to West Middleton, and Chuck went back to WKOW-TV in Madison, where he had interned in college. He was a television weatherman there for a few years, and then transitioned to WKOW Radio, which later became WTSO. His radio career spanned 28 years, and he finished as the operations director of WTSO and WZEE Radio. Chuck also did voiceover work and TV commercials well into his 80s and was perhaps best known as the voice of Mounds Pet Foods with his sing-songy tagline, "Don't forget your free Mounds candy bar." K-9 Rambo and Lieutenant Mike Siss of the Richland County Sheriff's Department brought home the Narcotics Championship from the Wisconsin Law Enforcement K-9 Handlers Association Conference. The Narcotics Challenge is set up to test a K-9's ability to locate narcotics in a difficult and distraction-rich environment. Each K-9 team is given 3 minutes to identify the location of an unknown amount of hidden narcotics in a large building. Dog toys, bites, suits, dog, cat food, and other enticements are scattered around the room in an attempt to distract and confuse each canine. Some distractions are hidden while others are left in the view of the canine. The team that locates the highest number of narcotic hides in the given amount of time is declared the winner. Nearly 180 canine teams from across the state of Wisconsin were eligible to compete in the competition this year, and K-9 Rambo and Lieutenant Siss came out on top. This is the second time in 3 years that they have won this competition.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right. A feeling of
cooperative, it's all about relationships. There's no better way to do business. Welcome to WCCU Credit Union. We're your financial co-op. Compare our rates and fees, but most important, compare our service. It's from local people you know and trust. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hauling, fencing, hunting. As sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load on the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
Passages would be holding a new event in October to honor a special lady who did so much to help Passages and many individuals with her kindness and positive attitude during her lifetime, Bev Burns. The fundraising event would help create a scholarship in Bev's name. Marissa Baker discusses more about the scholarship.
Any student that would be going for human services, kind of like into that spectrum, them writing just kind of like an application for it. And then if it works like that, like us reading it anonymously, then we choose which one would be like the most fitting. Just kind of seeing like how we think Bev would have seen it as well. So giving the option to those seniors there if they're choosing to do the kind of work Bev has been doing for years.
Richland School District official John Bosworth presented the latest proposed budget for the 2023-24 fiscal year. He pointed out that less students are open enrolling out of the district, but due to the funding formula, the cost to the district has gone up. The sale of Jefferson at $250,000 has been added to the proposed budget, and if the sale does go through, it should balance out the purchase and establishment of the partner school. The budget also includes a 4% increase for the cost of utilities. The proposed budget at this time shows a projected $23,350,612 in revenue, $25,846,298 in expenses, and a transfer of $2,495,686 in elementary and secondary school emergency relief funds, known as ESSER funds. This leaves a deficit of $30,000 in the proposed 2023-24 budget. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman announced his decision to end in-person instruction at two additional branch campuses and to close one branch campus. The two campuses at which in-person instruction will end are UW-Milwaukee at Washington County and UW-Oshkosh Fond du Lac campus. The goal date is June 2024. UW-Platteville Richland will be closed. The actions would leave 10 remaining branch campuses located in Barron County, Baraboo, Manitowoc, Marinette, Marshfield, Menasha, Fox Cities, Rock County, Sheboygan, Waukesha, and Wausau. The decision follows Rothman's earlier directive to chancellors to explore the long-term viability of the branch campuses. Rothman said it's time for us to realign our branch campuses to current market realities and prepare for the future. The status quo is not sustainable. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch released the following statement in regards to Rothman's announcement. Although we have been engaged in ongoing dialogue with the UW system, Richland County was not made aware of the official decision to close the UW-Platteville Richland campus until the press release today. The county has formed a campus reconfiguration committee in order to evaluate the future options for the utilization of the buildings and land surrounding the campus. Richland County will work with community partners to identify the most beneficial way to move forward for the county and the community as a whole. The Richland School Board met and approved the 2023-24 budget and tax levy. A tax for the operation of the Richland School District for 2023-24 in the amount of $9,710,162, of which $751,854 is for debt within the revenue limit, $3,110,693 is for debt outside of the revenue limit, and $120,000 is for community service expenses, which was unanimously approved. As a result, the tax levy for property owners in the Richland School District will remain at $9.12 per $1,000 of property. The annual Drug Take Back Day event in Richland Center continues to be well received. Chief Billy Jones reported in November that 176.4 pounds of medications were collected at the latest Drug Take Back Day event in October. Gunderson Health System announced it was permanently